You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A plan to develop over 1,000 acres in southeastern Sacramento County for a solar project has drawn intense scrutiny from the area's environmental community. The controversy surrounding this area, known as Coyote Creek, came to a head late last year after the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors approved the project before a packed audience in November. Environmental advocacy groups in the region were quick to file lawsuits, and public interest seemed to be growing. On January 5th, earlier this month, the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, also known as SMUD, announced that it was canceling its agreement to purchase power from Coyote Creek's solar project, saying in part that's due to multiple uncertainties and risks that developed since that contract was originally signed back in 2021. However, the project is continuing. A spokesperson with the project developer, Desri, told CAP Radio that they are moving forward, saying in part that their plans would preserve the environment, and they remain committed to supporting the county's renewable energy goals and climate action. We did reach out to SMUD in Sacramento County, but they have not responded to our invitations. Today, we're going to hear from one of the environmental groups that's getting involved. Carol Witham is the treasurer of the Sacramento Valley chapter of the California Native Plant Society. They filed one of the current lawsuits against the Coyote Creek Solar Project, along with the Economic Council of Sacramento. She joins us to explain why the lawsuit is ongoing and what happens next. Welcome.
Thank you.
So help us visualize this area. What makes this habitat unique?
This is a beautiful part of eastern Sacramento County with rolling hillsides and lots of beautiful oak trees, grasslands, some vernal pools, some creeks. It's just an amazing natural resource in Sacramento County.
So given that SMUD entered into this agreement about 5 years ago, back in 2021, when did this project first get on your radar and your organization's radar?
It's been almost that long. We were opposed to the project all along because, unlike the project proponent's description, this is not rocky, void area. It's tremendous habitat.
How is it used today and enjoyed today?
It is a beautiful scenic area that you can look at least from the roadside and from Prairie City. It's mostly in private ownership, and it's used for cattle grazing.
Hmm. What are the paramount concerns that you have about having a solar project, solar panels in this area?
It doesn't make sense to destroy natural habitat that actually sequesters CO2 and a bunch of other things like that for solar energy. We have lots of brownfields in the Sacramento region that can be used for solar energy without destroying natural habitat.
Mm. Like, what areas in the county do you think solar panels should go where it would be useful and help the county achieve their renewable energy and climate goals?
There's a lot of places you could put solar energy, including on a lot of parking lots and things like that. But on top of that, there's all of those aggregate mining pits all over eastern Sacramento County and the old Aerojet area where all of the mining took place and things like that. Those aren't pristine natural habitats. Those would make really great places to put solar energy.
It seemed like things really came to a head last fall, that Sacramento County Board of Supervisors meeting back in November. What happened in that meeting?
It was a pretty amazing meeting. There were over 150 people signed up to talk. The boardroom was packed. The overflow rooms were packed, and they actually put some people up in the sixth floor overflow room. It went on for hours. The vast majority of the people spoke against the project.
The reasons for being against the project, we're talking at over 100 people who wanted to be part of public comment. Do they come from different groups, different interests, different lifestyles and backgrounds?
Oh, yes. Besides the environmental community, there were a lot of recreational users of Prairie City Off-Road Vehicle Park. And there were lots and lots of representatives of the indigenous community there.
And ultimately, your organization decided to file a lawsuit. Who is involved in this suit?
The suit is being filed by the California Native Plant Society and the Environmental Council of Sacramento. There are two other lawsuits also against this project.
Do you, the other two lawsuits, do you all collaborate together, or are these just individual efforts?
We collaborate to a certain degree. The other lawsuits are being were filed by the California Four-Wheel Drive Association and some other recreational groups. And then the third lawsuit was filed by the Wilton Rancheria.
Oh, the tribe in Sacramento
County. Tribe, yes.
The outcome of the lawsuit, if it goes your way, is it to just stop this project in its tracks?
CEQA, which is the Environmental Quality Act, doesn't actually stop projects. What we want to do is ask the County of Sacramento to reevaluate their environmental impact report, which we believe was tremendously flawed.
Why do you think it was tremendously flawed?
They relied on inappropriate information to approve the project. The major flaw in the EIR was their mitigation plan. They plan to mitigate for over 3,000 trees, oak trees they're going to cut down, with a seedling for every oak tree. Most of those oak trees are over 250 years old. There will not be replacement for that blue oak woodland in our lifetime.
When your organization and people, you've been so active in this, and I've seen a lot on social media as well, there's been a lot of mobilization. Has that struck you or surprised you, the level of engagement that there has been about Coyote Creek?
This is has the most public engagement of any environmental issue I've seen in this part of California in probably over 20 years. The public outcry and the public support has been tremendous. We're holding side meetings with interested groups, and we're putting together some subgroups to work on issues related to this into the future. So if anybody wants to find out more about what we're doing, they can go to savecoyotecreek.org.
You know, in the years leading up to this lawsuit, because this agreement with SMUD has been in the works now for almost 5 years, has, you know, the Sacramento Valley chapter of the Native Plant Society or the Environmental Council of Sacramento, which is led by former Sacramento Mayor Heather Fargo, have you interacted either with the developer, DESRI, SMUD, or the county and talked to them leading up to these actions and these moments?
Oh, yes. We've spoken with everyone involved, and we've been testifying at SMED meetings for quite a while. We've held one-on-one meetings with as many of the supervisors as we could, with county staff as well. So we've been talking about this since its inception.
And you mentioned that you would want an updated EIR, environmental review, from the county if this lawsuit is successful. But is there a scenario where a solar energy project like this could coexist with Coyote Creek?
My personal opinion is no, but that isn't the way law works in California. So our best option here is to reevaluate the environmental impact report and to make it more consistent with the goals and the intent of public disclosure and protecting the environment.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Carol Witham, the treasurer of the Sacramento Valley's chapter of the California Native Plant Society. They have filed a lawsuit over the development of a solar project at an area known as Coyote Creek. Were you surprised to see that the project is still continuing and moving forward, even after SMUD announced that it was canceling its agreement to purchase power?
SMUD could have canceled this agreement a year and a half ago. And that may have slowed down the project and had some major rethink go on. SMUD waited until after the county had approved the project before canceling the purchasing agreement. The project has county approval. And so they're free to go out and work with other energy providers to sell their energy to.
Did you get a more in-depth explanation from SMUD about why they chose to walk back its agreement for this solar project? I mean, in an email to CAP Radio, they explained it was due to multiple uncertainties and risks that have developed since that contract was signed in 2021, including supply chain challenges, rising costs, environmental concerns, schedule delays, and other evolving factors. Have you learned more beyond that statement?
No, we haven't. It would be nice if we had more information, but as I said before, SMUD could have canceled this project a year and a half ago, and they chose not to and waited until after all the lawsuits were filed before they canceled the project, the purchasing agreement.
When it comes to the company, the developer that's moving this project forward, they have said that, you know, their plans involve preserving the environment. They're committed to supporting renewable energy goals and climate action plan and committed to delivering high quality projects that support the county and California's environmental mandates. How do you respond to that?
So we have actually supported some of DESRI's projects when they've been appropriately cited. This one is not appropriately cited. Even if they say they're going to preserve oak woodland and stuff like that, the heat island effect of the solar panels are going to change the environmental conditions in the area, and the use of water to wash the solar panels and all of those other things are going to have an impact on the area they say they're preserving.
So what are the next steps in your lawsuit?
The next steps in the lawsuit are we have a legally mandated settlement conference coming up later on this month. I doubt that's going to achieve anything. And after that, it's actually filing additional papers.
And you have an in-person or a Zoom meeting, a community meeting tonight at 7 p.m.?
Yes, we do. We have a community meeting tonight at 7 p.m., talking about where we're at with the next steps. This follows up on a in-person meeting we had last month that had 250 plus people there. And we broke out into working groups to work on various aspects of moving forward to fight this project, but also moving forward to improve future environmental assessment for similar projects.
Why do you think this issue has resonated with so many people?
It's an important area, and it has incredible sentimental value, not only to the indigenous people of the area, but also, I think, to a lot of Sacramento residents. I think on top of that, the current political climate in the nation have people really frustrated and wanting to do something. And it's one thing to go to a rally or a march, but it's another thing to actually get involved in something that you can do something. And I think that's really, really important right now.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that SMUD backed out of this agreement after the county approved the project back in November, do you think that the response from the community and also the litigation that was sparked from the county's decision contributed to SMUD reconsidering and canceling the agreement?
I'm pretty certain that when the third lawsuit dropped is when SMUD decided to pull out.
Carol, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you.
Carol Witham is the treasurer of the Sacramento Valley chapter of the California Native Plant Society. They are one of the groups that filed a lawsuit over the development of a solar project at an area known as Coyote Creek in the eastern part of Sacramento County. SMUD, our utility company, has since backed out of the agreement to purchase power, but the developer, DESRI, is still moving forward with the project. A community meeting and update is scheduled tonight at 7 p.m. via Zoom. As I mentioned, we did reach out to SMUD in Sacramento County, but they have not responded to our invitation to be on Insight. This, of course, is an ongoing story. There are many voices, and we plan to continue to cover this and have conversations about it right here on Insight. Still ahead, the Sacramento Storytelling Show, in a nutshell, is back at the Sophia. We'll dive into this month's theme titled Stories of Substance. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.